Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Matt Poindexter with Livestock Lens. Back with Matt in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
We've got more today with Matt Poindexter, who's one of the founders of Livestock Lens. He spent some time talking with our own Casey Shepherd about the organization and some of the solutions they have for the cattle business using ultra-high frequency tags. They can count cattle out in the field, find those missing cattle that you may have in a given field quickly, help you track water intake, and they also can deliver on a USDA certified verification program for calves using their systems. Casey asked Matt to give us some ideas about how you would go about setting up a new calf using their technology.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the process. You got a calf, you're about to tag it. What do you do from there?
So if you're tagging the calf in the pasture at birth, you can put the ear tag in it, pick up the tablet, type in the number you just gave that calf, type in the mama's ID number, birth weight, what bull it's out of, whether steer or heifer, and what it weighs right there as you're driving across the pasture, and you hit save and it's in there. And that calf, that cow, you can always look up and see her complete calving history for the whole time you've owned her.
And I know with biosecurity, this is becoming very, very important.
It is. So you can track more disease movement stuff, but also you have the justification of saying, hey, here's the digital proof that I gave these shots. These cattle are up to date on it, so something has to be wrong other than here.
Well, and it makes it nice for farmers, too, because like you said, sometimes when you're out there doing farming stuff, you don't have time to write all this information down.
Yeah, you don't. So everything's, we try to make it so it's not very time-consuming. So you sit there and you mess with it, and you can be out looking at something across the fence and go, hey, that cow Kev this year, pull up her number and got it right there on your phone in front of you.
A lot of farmers still are using the traditional tags, though. What would you say to them if you were like trying to give a pitch on why they should move to these types of tags?
The easiest thing, reason we have people switching is you keep all your records. You have proof of those records. We got guys in cell barns that are interested in putting up readers. Them cattle go to the cell barn, they walk underneath the reader, we can pop up that whole vaccination record, sire history of those calves in the ring. If you're selling straight to a backgrounder and he has one of our systems, those calves can go to him, walk underneath the scanner, and as long as both parties agree, he gets the records of what your calf's done. In return, you get to see how that calf does on feed. So we've been able to tie several producers, feedlots, and packing houses together, so the cow-calf guy's seeing the carcass data when they're hung and everything it costs that calf to get there.
And what makes Livestock Lens better than most? I mean, you talked a little bit about some satellite companies, but what sets you guys apart?
The cost. We're a lot cheaper. I mean, we're $1.60 for a UHF tag, custom printed. Most RFID tags are out there on the market right now are $2.50. You go to the satellite tags, they're $22 up.
So you guys are in the market to do this well and to do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, if I can justify it for my own cow herd, my own stalker operation, then I know it's justifiable for everyone else. But if it's not cost-friendly for me, it ain't going to be for anyone else.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Yeah, and thanks for having us do this. And one thing we're excited about, July 1st, these tags are going to be made in Missouri under our control. So we'll be manufacturing everything there. So everything will be 100% American made on them.
And once again, they can just go to your website and check out all the information there, the Livestock Lens or your Facebook page, and get more information that way. And they can just reach out to you directly.
Yeah, I mean, my phone number's plastered on everything. So it's always in my pocket. Just pick it up and give me a call.
Matt Poindexter, who says that you can check out the more on Livestock Lens by going to their website, livestocklens.com, or check them out on Facebook. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.